Now I have to call him.
Thank you. Yes, this is Pastor Thomas from Baltimore. I'll be coming from the Word of God from the book of Acts, Acts 16 and verse 26, talking about Paul and Solomon. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, once again, we come to say thank you. Now, Father God, I ask that you hide me behind the cross and move me out of self. Anoint me the flesh that makes preaching easy, and let all God's children say amen. The Word of God says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were awake, and immediately all the doors were open, and even one that was bound was loose. And the keeper of the prison woke up out of his sleep, and he seen that the prison doors was open, and he drew out his sword, and he would have killed himself. But Paul says that we all are here. We all are here. Now, just for a brief time of your moment that the Lord had allowed me to talk to you, I just want to talk about being boxed in. Every now and then, brothers and sisters, you look at yourself and you find yourself in a situation that you cannot get out of. But the Word of God says that God is always with us. But Paul found himself walking through Jerusalem and teaching and preaching God's words and telling folks that the wages of sin is death. But we found out that when Paul begins to do work for God, that folks get mad at you every time you tell them something about the Lord. But we found out that when you're working for God, people don't like you, or they got an attitude with you. But Paul begins to keep on preaching and telling them that you got to turn from your wicked ways. You have to accept the Lord as your Savior. But Paul begins to preach and teach. And then the Romans got mad at Paul because Paul was upsetting the town. Paul kept on preaching, but they said, we got to stop this because of what he's saying. The Bible says that they throw Paul and Solomon in prison. They beat them and they chained them and they throw them down in the dungeon. But look at what the scripture says, that even if they was there, the Bible let us know that no matter whatever the storm might be, God is a relief for you. Because God can take care of you when no one else can. When you turn to your mama or your father, they can't help you. But we know that God is always there no matter what you're going through. Paul had to realize that even though that Paul was a man of God. Mm-hmm. You say, what you talking about, preacher? Well, look at the scripture. Paul was bound in prison. He was boxed in. He couldn't even get himself together. He couldn't get himself out. He could not do anything but wait on the Lord. But sometimes you have to learn how to wait on God. Sometimes you have to wait until that very moment. God will step in and here, take care of the problem. But the Bible says that get out of here because we know that the God that we serve, he is worthy to be praised. Paul says, look here, Solomon, you send up praise to God. And as you send up the praise to God, I'm going to pray a while and we're going to usher God's spirit into this place. Because when you're dealing with someone that you're connected to, when you be connected to God and you're giving God the praise, you don't need anybody to do anything for you. But God realized that you're there. He know you're there. But he just want to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Because whatever you're going through, you got to feel like I can do this thing by myself. I don't need anybody but God. Because of the relationship that you build with God, the relationship that you had with God, and it's all around you. His anointing, His glory is all around you and all over you. Have you ever felt His presence? You feel like chills running through your body when you praise Him. You feel His Spirit all close to you. Then you feel that you're connected. Because when you get connected to God, don't matter whatever you're going through, God hears your prayers. He hears that you're there for Him. Don't you know that God will make a way out of no way for you? Paul found that out. The Bible says that when Paul begins, the chains fell off for all, not just Paul and Solomon, but all the prisons. The door popped open. Everybody was loose because of God ushered into that place. When God come in, He just don't come to get one, but He come to get you all. Everyone who was bound, Paul prayed of that. Let everybody know that God is able to do what He said He would. Notice in the scripture, the Bible says that it was a great earthquake that shook the foundation of the prison, that even the prison doors had fell open. The Bible says that the Roman guard woke up. He drew out his sword, and he would have killed himself. But notice here, I said, Paul, why didn't you let the Roman soldier kill himself? But Paul says to me, Paul says that's what a wicked man would do. My God shows love and compassion. You don't have to let anybody do anything to themselves when you know the Lord. God takes care of all of us. It rains on the just as well as the unjust. I don't care what you've done or what you think you've done. God is a sovereign God, a merciful God, a forgiving God. He'll take care of you. Notice here, when the man was trembling and he fell down to Paul, he said, Paul, what must I do to be saved? Paul says, all you got to do is accept the Lord. See, you got to understand. You got to turn your life over to God. You have to give up your wicked ways. You have to give up your thoughts. You have to give up all the things that you think is good for you, but it's not. Only thing can heal you and bless you is the word of God. Because when you're dealing with the word of God, God will do something for you. God will strengthen you and God will lift you up. Because every now and then, even the preachers, they need God to lift them up. Because you'll go through so much. People have a way of doing things to you, but God takes care of His own. But I like Paul because Paul says here, he says, even though that you go through things in life, renew your mind, strengthen your mind, strengthen yourself. Paul says that I know that I can run this race. I can do it with patience because of who you are. I'm not telling you the devil's not going to fight you because the devil's going to do his job. But let me tell you something here. Some folks will lie to you. Some folks will tell you anything. But it takes just as much breath to tell the truth, and it is to tell a lie. Always remember, give God glory that when you go through life, put God first in anything you do. Always remind yourself that I got to preach. I got to read the word because that the word turns me through the day. It turns me over and over and over again. The word helps me. It makes me feel good inside because of God can do what He want to do for me. I don't know about you, but I want you to understand that when God put his hands on you. It's something about when he got his hands on you. Folks are jealous of you. Folks don't like you. Folks won't do nothing for you. They won't help you because he got his hands on you. Don't get mad at them. Rejoice. Say, Lord, I thank you because you got your hands on me. Because if God didn't have his hands on you, you could not do the things that you do. Paul found out. He said, look here, I walk with God. I talk with God. I pray to God every day of my life because I knew what my Savior would do for me. That's how you got to do. You got to keep the word on the inside of you. You got to keep the word deep down on the faces of you, because there is a God, and he's worthy to be praised. My brothers and my sisters, I hope that I left a word with you that would do you some good, because when Paul was bound and boxed in, Paul found out that Paul says here that I'm boxed in.
Thomas from Baltimore, Maryland, and looking to hear from you. coronavirus and everything ain't going your way, don't worry about it. God still got you. And hold on to God's unchanging value. And we do thank you for listening in to this broadcast. And may peace be upon you and the word of God be with you. We love you. God bless you. And we look to hear from you. My blessing.
This weekend at Kohl's, take an extra 15% off. Save on men's and women's denim. Get Under Armour shoes for the family, $59.99 and under. And pick up a Power XL air fryer, just $84.99. Plus, take an extra $10 off your back-to-school purchase of $50 or more. Plus, store drive-up. And get a little more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Select styles, 15% off with promo code NOTEBOOK ends August 16th. Under Armour offers and coupons do not apply. 10 off 50 with promo code BTS10 ends August 23rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If there was ever a place for everything, it has to be the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event. Now with exclusive HDX black and yellow tough totes in various sizes from as little as $4.98 each. Safely store everything from seasonal items to family keepsakes. At this price, these totes are well within reach. Go to homedepot.com/storage. All your storage solutions in one place. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through September 7th while supplies last.